Hi there, welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards. In this short episode, we're going to be looking at the Enneagram 1W2 profile. So the 1W2 describes someone whose personality is predominantly a 1, but has significant 2 traits. So the type 1 is a perfectionist or reformer that aims to correct injustice and make positive change happen, and it fears corruption and immorality. Whereas the type 2 is called the helper, it's empathetic, it's caring, and it fears not being loved. If you want to learn more about the pure type 1 and the pure type 2, check out my Enneagram Explained episodes for full discussion of the 9 main types, but today we're just going to be looking at the 1W2. So it's interesting that of all 1s, 31% exhibit a 2 wing, so it's pretty common, in contrast with the 1W9, which only 5% of type 1s have a 9 wing. So 31% are a 1W2, 5% 1W9, and then the remaining 64% are just a pure type 1. So it's pretty common, this 1W2 profile. And it's called the advocate or the activist, so let's see why. The 1W2 is a warm-hearted reformer because it combines type 1's ideals with type 2's compassion, and it focuses on helping people directly. It's justice, it fights for justice, and it's people-centered when it does so, because it's got strong moral convictions paired with empathy, and it advocates for fairness and supports the vulnerable. It takes action through relationships because it's more outgoing and more personable and more persuasive than a typical type 1, and it uses its social nous to create change. It's driven to be helpful. This is a very type 2 drive. It finds purpose in helping others, and it fears being ineffective, uncaring, or unhelpful. Remember I said that one of the fears of the type 2 is not being loved. It's a natural advocate. It speaks up against injustice. It sacrifices for others, and it actively works to solve problems. You can really see the blend of the type 1 and the type 2 there. Some of the potential pitfalls is it can become self-righteous, it can be overly critical, it can become emotionally burdened, or it can become depressed by the world's flaws. The growth edge for the 1W2 is to balance service with self-care and accept that not every problem is theirs to fix. Its natural strengths, as we've seen, are its compassionate leadership, its advocacy, mentoring, caregiving, and its ability to organize people. And this wing type fits well into healthcare, social work, politics, non-profit work, counseling, and public service. So that's the 1W2 summed up. If you want to learn about all 18 Enneagram wing types, follow the link to my Enneagram wing types playlist. And of course, you can follow the other two, go to the other two episodes called Enneagram Explained Part 1 and 2 to learn more about the Enneagram system as a whole. Great. Thank you very much for joining me.